So, JJ, who was a big story yesterday, on injured reserve, torn ACL. What do the Eagles do next? To talk about it, he is a terrific. Covers Eagles for the Inquirer, Philly.com. I love him. I trust him. He is Jeff McClain on the Comcast Business Hotline. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, Jason.
How are you?
All right, bro. So, what's Howie's move? Now I'm hearing Shady. Are you hearing Shady?
Well, I think it's, I've certainly done my homework so far on Shady. We go way back. It's certainly something that they're going to look into. You know, it makes sense on paper, just in terms of what they'd have to give up to get him. Obviously, you know, he's still a high caliber running back at this age. He doesn't have to, you don't have to worry much about him learning the scheme, fitting in terms of that, in terms of the locker room, in terms of, you know, again, the coaching staff, the system, the team overall. Now, there are a few things I think that could make it difficult. One being some of his off the field incidents. They have to do all their homework on that and check through and make sure that's all kind of you know,
yes.
Well, there's nothing really hanging
yes.
over him
yes.
in terms of in the future. Now, right now he hasn't been charged with anything, so but they're going to have to do their own internal work on that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have 3 weeks until the trade deadline, and I think you know when Darren Sproles comes back and when Corey Clement comes back, that they can get it done with those four guys, then maybe they don't make a move. I mean, they have to also consider the fact, Anthony, that wide receiver is a position that they may want to need to, you know, that they need
yeah.
to upgrade as well.
Yeah.
Jeff, when you look
to me, that's a bigger need.
Yeah. Jeff, when you, really, a bigger need, now that Jay Ajayi's done, that's interesting.
Well, because, I mean, the running back, has the run game been an issue?
Well, you just lost Ajayi for the season.
Right. I mean, I understand that, but the Colts game, he didn't play right, and how'd they do? That was their best running game. I mean, they can get it done with those guys. You know, I'm not saying they will.
I'm gonna go with both of you guys. I think they need both. To get back mm-hmm. and to have a legitimate chance to make a run, they need it. Because they need a speed, somebody to replace Wiles. They need that position filled.
Right. To me, that's a big reason why Carson's holding on the ball a little too long, why the offensive line is having some problems holding their blocks longer. The reason why some guys aren't getting open underneath because they just don't have a guy to blow the lid off.
Jeff, when you look at they restructured Fletcher Cox's contract yesterday, and that got Eagle fans into a tizzy, and they have this lust now for Le'Veon Bell, rightfully so. Are you hearing any interest there? Is this something that Howie's going to investigate, at least kick the tires on, and see if he can make something happen?
Yeah, I always thought that Bell was a long shot just because there's so many obstacles to getting that done. I mean, first off, the Steelers have to rescind the franchise tag. And, I mean, are they going to do that? And then, of course, there's, you know, the salary cap implications. Now, they cleared some space, and clearly that being leaked to ESPN was something that came from the team, and they're just basically putting the rest of the league on alert by letting them know. I mean, that was, you know, that hadn't even been filed through the league office before that news reached the public. So the Eagles want the rest of the league to know that they're willing to do business. I'm sure they already looked into Le'Veon Bell, but to me, I think that's probably a long shot. It wasn't even a long shot even before they cleared some space.
Yeah, we're talking to Jeff McClain on the Comcast Business Hotline. You got any names receiver wise?
One guy that I think is intriguing is Devontae Parker.
Yep,
it seems like he's fallen out of favor with Adam Gase, which happens. We all saw what happened with Ajayi last year, and Eagles were able to pull that trigger and got a guy in.
And they have a lot of receivers in Miami too.
Right, and I think he's a little hurt, so that may make things a little difficult in terms of getting something done. But, you know, former first-round pick, I mean, he put up decent numbers in 2016, not as good in 2017, but he's a big guy, can go up and get the ball free on the outside, has some speed, would be, I think, a pretty decent compliment to Alshon Jeffery on the outside. Now, the Eagles may think that, you know, Mike Wallace is going to get back here soon enough, and they can use him as that outside receiver to blow the lid off the top, and maybe they think Matt Collins can come out and contribute as well, but if I were them, I wouldn't rely on that.
Jeff, let me ask you about the Stephen Wisniewski dilemma or drama that's going on. He doesn't believe he was benched because of performance, because he believes that he was playing pretty well. He's got a theory that he's not sharing. Do you have a theory?
Well, I will say this. I just spent the last day or yesterday and today, this morning, watching all of the cut-ups of his blocking. And I think he has a case. He's not the only one on that line that's been struggling. And I wouldn't even say that he's struggling. He's been playing okay. Is he great? Is he, you know, is he John Hanna? No, not exactly. But it's not like he's got John Hanna. It's not like he exactly has Isaac Seumalo backing him up.
Right.
I mean, excuse me, John Hanna backing him up.
Right.
Seumalo didn't play particularly well, if you ask me. I mean, he got a little better as the game went along, but they also had a slide protection, do a couple things to get him comfortable, which is fine. It was his first game back. In terms of the theories, I mean, you know, we asked Doug specifically if he got, you know, an edict from upstairs to play Isaac Seumalo, who's a former third-round draft pick. He said no, that didn't even factor in. And I believe that. But I think what it possibly could be, and again, I mean, maybe they felt like they need to shake something up. The offensive line is not playing well. And he's an easy guy to scapegoat. One, because, you know, he doesn't play a position as important. He can't replace the tackles. He can't replace the center. Brandon Brooks is coming off a Pro Bowl year. And who's a guy, you know, team first kind of guy. He's not going to, you know, make a big fuss, although he did, you know, obviously speak publicly about why he didn't think it was the right move. But it's not like Jalen Mills. If you bench Jalen Mills, for instance, I think that would just kind of get into his head. I think with Stephen, they feel like, you know, this isn't a, he'll be able to handle it. And, you know, they need to make somebody, they need to have a scapegoat to kind of wake everybody up. We'll see how it plays out. You know, last year when they benched Isaac Seumalo, that turned things in the right direction. But to me, Seumalo deserved to get benched last year. He let up four sacks in one game.
You're right.
Wisniewski hasn't done anything close to that. I've watched every single
game. He's a pro. No, the thing about Wisniewski is he's a pro's pro. I don't know. When he brought up that theory, and I'm thinking to myself, what possibly could it be?
Well, could Peters not like playing with him?
Yeah, Coach Peters may have dropped the line upstairs.
Yeah.
That's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, look, that's important, that side. You need those two guys to have some chemistry to play together. And if you recall, Wisniewski played next to Peters for only so many games before Peters was lost for the season.
Yeah, it's true.
So maybe he got along with Big D a little bit better. I was watching, you know, if you recall, Big D came in for Peters in the Bucks game.
Yeah.
And they played well together. So maybe it's just a chemistry thing.
Didn't Wiz throw a player under Peters, and that's how he got hurt?
Yeah. What did you think of Peters? What do you think of Peters right now?
He doesn't look the same.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not the Peters of old. And then he hasn't been the Peters of, you know, the Hall of Fame Peters for a few years. He's still fine. He's still good. But, you know, he just doesn't move like he used to. And he doesn't backpedal like he used to if you watch that vertical step. But you know what? On the other side, Lane Johnson isn't looking like himself either. Now, I think he'll get it together. His run blocking on Sunday was phenomenal. So I think he's just got to work on a few technical things. As for Jason, I think he just is what he is, and you're just hoping he makes it through the season.
Hey, last thing. Are they tight at all, or is Doug missing DeFilippo or Reich? I mean, is there anything like that going on?
It's a fair question, because if you look at the third down numbers, which Reich was in charge of, or at least, you know, had a big role in scheming, they're down. If you look at the red zone numbers, which is a big part of what John DeFilippo brought to the table, they're down as well. 2 minutes, Doug kind of made some questionable decisions. I thought the Titans game, certain, you know, right before that half, that was something that Frank helped Doug out with. But, you know, Doug's the one calling the plays. He's the one who's making the final decisions in terms of the game plan. I don't think it's as big of a deal as other people make it out to be.
Well, the going for two, I still don't even understand that. Like, I literally
I liked the going with this past game.
You like that?
I liked it because you have two opportunities to get the 2 points. So why not do it for the first? Why not? He didn't do it against the Chiefs last year, but from what he said yesterday during the press conference, he said that some of the
I don't like that at all.
Analytical stuff they've done.
Yeah.
I didn't really love the punt on fourth and 20.
I mean, I kind of understood it because if you give up a field goal there, you don't get it. You give up a field goal, then you're down nine.
Yeah, but he was, Yeah, I mean, I guess he was trusting on a defense that really had
I think you're right. I think you're
that
right.
You can go either way on. I mean, you know.
I just don't know.
Worked.
It worked for the wrong, but it was the wrong.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it was the right decision.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was horrible, like beyond bad. Like, I don't know a coach that would do that.
I didn't hate it.
Wow. All right. Cool.
I just thought, you know, with Doug, it's just kind of his nature.
Okay. You know what? That's interesting. That's a great way to look at it.
I mean, I understand. Analytically in your head, you're thinking, okay, this doesn't make any sense. You know, you're trying to tie the, you know, you don't want to.
Well, it's 20-12. I mean,
a situation where you have to score a 2-point conversion.
Exactly. But whatever. I, you know, it's interesting. You brought something interesting right there. I didn't expect you to like it, so that's good. All right, brother. Great stuff as always, man. Keep it up. All right.
Talk to you soon.